Phoneboy Speaks, episode 66, People, Policy, Enforcement. Next week, I'm going to be at the RSA conference, which is where a lot of the companies that are involved in information security gather to sell their wares. And it's always interesting because you get to meet a bunch of people that sometimes you've met only online. In other cases, that if you go to these conferences all the time, you've probably seen them multiple times. But what I can't help but getting from this is that everybody has a role to play in information security, and not just people that are actually doing information security, but human or other humans that are not involved in the quote-unquote InfoSec process. Because let's face it, the exploits come in sometimes through end-user machines, and if you have awareness as to what's going on, and if you do something that you're not supposed to do, or you do something that might compromise your system, then you could be considered responsible for an incident. Now, the reality is I don't expect that most end users are savvy enough to realize what's going on. I mean, some people barely can use the computers, much less understand that they might click on something and they might get owned. And we can do everything that we can to educate these users. But at the end of the day, right, why are we deploying systems that are inherently insecure? And now that's sort of food for thought on this. But at the end of the day, whatever tools you use or whatever philosophy you subscribe to, I actually think that the marketing message that Check Point came up with in either 2010 or 2011, I can't remember which, I think it's the best sort of foundation for doing any security, regardless of whether you use Check Point's tools or use somebody else's tools. It comes down to people, policy, and enforcement, which is the message of 3D security. People have to be on board with the security, whatever it is, right? If people are doing things that are going to make your network or your systems insecure, then you've got no hope. So users are part of this equation. You have to have a policy that makes sense, that the people understand, and that's technically enforceable, and you have to have the tools to enforce it. And all of those things have to work together. So the policy has to support the activities that the people are doing, and also support the stance of the organization as far as what can happen or what can't happen. And you have to have the right tools to enforce the policies that exist and hopefully educate users about what those policies are. And so I happen to think Check Point has a very good suite of tools to do this, and they work together. And I've talked about, even on other podcasts, I've talked about UserCheck, which is a tool that we use to educate users when they might be doing something that is either against the policy, or we're just letting you know that this is for work use only, and we trust you, and that kind of thing. So regardless of what tools you use or how you do it, you have to have all three of those things. And whatever tools you have, if you're not looking at your logs and not knowing what's going on in your network, then you don't know if you've been owned or when you've been owned. And so whatever tools you have, you need to use them to the best of their ability to see what is going on. And hopefully you have good reports, and hopefully you have good, you have all of the things that you need to see to see what's going on. Because if you can't see the threat, you can't do something about it. And I realize that that these tools can generate so much data that it's almost impossible to try and find that needle that you've been poked in the haystack. It's challenging, but you have to have a good basis in place. Now, again, before you even get into doing some of the more advanced stuff, like doing pen testing, if you don't have a good basic security foundation, you don't even have the right people doing the jobs, or you don't have enough people to do the jobs. Again, regardless of what tools you have or what policy is, I mean, you've got your hands tied. And I mean, the people that are really doing the InfoSec out there, the foot soldiers in this war to battle to keep the network secure, I mean, those are the unsung heroes. I'm just a guy that can educate people about checkpoint stuff, and I've been doing that in various ways for many years now. But those of you who are out there really protecting networks, those are the guys that are doing InfoSec. I feel like I'm honored to be counted among those that do that. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.